In these last days, through famine and calamity, trust in the Lord. Don't be afraid. 9-11 happens, now the towers have fallen. We're at war, stuck in famine, this hour we're calling on the name of the Lord, because we are seeking you. Some people are unaware, unprepared for what they need to do. We are in need of you, and Jesus, I believe in you. Don't be afraid, trust in who saves, he will see it through. I know the only thing you see is disaster, staring Satan in the face, you and me that he's after. But there's a solution, we're in need of it faster, and there is confusion. I need to speak with my pastor. He said, we can talk, I don't have all the answers. You need to get in your word, pray and call to the master God. I know you hear the cries, and do you hear the pain? They can't see beyond the circumstance, so it's clear and plain. They think you're far away. Lord Jesus, we are pleading, we need you to help us on this darkest day. When it's time to make a decision, not no one that's trying to fake a religion. Anyone who has any hate ain't a Christian. For those who are church and I got, keep your faith. Better listen, where were you at Bush? We try to call on your man, because there's an emergency call on the land. Immediate attention is a good call and a plan. Do the endurance required, that's all that you can. But send us to the army to be all that we can be. From when you said that all is at hand, call for a stand. But there is a flaw in your plan. First is the law of God, then it's the law of the land. You don't understand that this war is killing the economy, because you don't have to deal with the economy. Barack's in the White House, women is like the lottery. We got a new leader and Jesus will fulfill the prophecy. Jesus Christ, that I'm saved. The price has been paid for us in this life. I'm amazed that I don't have to use worldly advice that has gave us the choice to sell our soul in this life to get paid. Those days are gone and my rage is gone. I encourage those when it's hard to keep hanging on. Don't worry about tomorrow, so today be strong. Don't think that God don't hear your prayers, keep praying on. Many people afflicted, people I'm seeing evicted from the homes. Life at the snap of a finger has shifted, creating an imbalance. Now you feel lost with no direction, lost in your depression. Jesus paid the cost, he was crucified on the cross for your protection. He's known to rescue, Jesus won't reject you, and please believe he won't object to the abundance of blessings that start flowing in your life when you didn't even know where you were going in your life. To leave us or forsake us. That's what his word says. He said he wouldn't leave us. He said that we would not be by ourselves, that he would send us a helper. And he did. The helper is Jesus himself. Trust and believe that he is in control, even when it doesn't look like it. Don't be afraid.